The content of this program is intended for a blind and print impaired audience. Hello, this is Shadate Hargett Hill from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next hour, I shall be reading to you from the Oprah Magazine. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This is the November issue. This is the second installment of 5 weeks. And of course, this is Thanksgiving month, so we'll have a lot of great information and recipes and gratitude for Thanksgiving with this magazine. But before we get to any of that next week and the week after, let's get into Let's Talk. Game changers. In September, you warmed to a few bright ideas, a new era of fashion, and Oprah's sunny look. You guys said, ray of light, our golden cover had Instagram users double tapping, pure sunshine and sass, at Nicole Stanley. Someone give the queen her scepter, at Adam Fishbean. Destiny's Child, Bootylicious, music video vibes, at Lulu Linden. Mama Mia, staffer Julia Fry's story about becoming a single mom via sperm donor in the article Just the Two of Us, encouraged one reader to step into a brave new world. 2 years ago, I thought about having a child on my own, but dismissed the idea because of what people would say. Lately, I've been imagining my life at 60 and realizing how little it would matter to me what others thought. Thank you for sharing, Julia. Reading your story was the first of many steps on my journey into single parenthood. Single parenthood. That came from Tricia C. Houston. On a roll, we featured Izzy Wheels, a line of stylish plastic wheel covers Izzy Keen launched with her sister after she couldn't find any that matched her bubbly personality, and you approved. What an inspiring story. If you can't find a way, make one. That came from at Rocket Jen. This put a smile on my face, at Tamisha underscore Edwards. You're a badass at Izzy Wheels. That came from at t.lew1111. Size matters. You applauded the new shapes and sizes walking the runway. I love this. It was great to not only have the history of the plus size fashion struggle, but also get information on where to shop. And that was at Piano Missa 13. And you could win a getaway to Miami. Want to break free from the winter blues? We've got the perfect escape plan. One lucky reader and a guest will win a 3-night stay at the Nobu Hotel Miami Beach in Miami. You'll sink your toes in the sand and bask in ocean views when not enjoying 3 luxurious pools. Visit oprah.com/Miami to enter. Sounds amazing. From the American Family Insurance Company, they have this great little article called Dream Fearlessly, presented again by American Family Insurance. Meet Quentin Love, owner of Turkey Chop Restaurant and founder of the Love Foundation, who is changing his community for the better, one meal at a time. Quentin has always been a dreamer, one who has continued to dream fearlessly no matter the setbacks or obstacles in his way. In 1992, Quentin was a 19-year-old former Marine with a broken foot, which had been crushed by a tank in Iraq. Returning to the south side of Chicago, he dreamed of doing something positive for his community, which was ravaged by drugs, violence, and unhealthy habits. Armed with a passion for cooking, Quentin launched his journey by opening several different restaurants with the goal of changing the way people ate so they could change how they lived. Quentin's vision didn't work out as planned, and he eventually found himself without a home. After some soul searching, Quentin realized that he had been looking at his business the wrong way. just as a way to make money. With a new outlook and a renewed commitment to helping others, Quentin switched his business model and got back to work. Realizing the key to success and making a true difference was in giving more of himself, Quentin called the Greater Chicago Food Depository and asked to open a soup kitchen, and a new dream was born. Enter Turkey Chop, the first Chicago restaurant allowed to be a soup kitchen location. Dedicated to the community, every Monday afternoon, Turkey Chop restaurant closes and a soup kitchen opens, giving away free meals to everyone in the community. During the rest of the week, the restaurant donates 25% of all proceeds to the Love Foundation, a sister organization that he founded to give back to the community. Quentin realized his true purpose is to give to others, and he has helped serve meals to more than 185,000 people. But Turkey Chop serves more than just food. It has a partnership with a local temp agency, helping to employ over 200 people, allowing others to dream big and pursue their hopes and goals. Quentin also teaches a weekly cooking class for local residents who want to learn how to cook healthier family meals. And he has opened a gym for people in the area. Quentin is inspiring to all dreamers and proof of the power of dreams to create meaningful change, not only in your own life, but in the lives of others. Find support, resources, and events to help your dreams at amfam.com. And continuing on living your best life, we're in that section called Live Your Best Life, Inspiration, Motivation, and Celebration. You gave me what you did not have, and I gave you what I had to give. Together, we made something greater from the difference. Albert Rios, from the book When Giving Is All We Have. And Live Your Best Life, this section of it is called Creature Comforts. Fare of the dog. Want your pooch to enjoy a holiday feast of her own? We asked Lisa Freeman, DVM, PhD, and professor at Cummings School of Veterinary Medicine at Tufts University for healthy Thanksgiving tips. Do focus on safer fruits and veggies. Green beans, corn, carrots, and sweet potatoes are great treats. If they're raw, wash them thoroughly. If they're cooked, don't make them too spicy or buttery. Simply steaming or roasting is fine. And fruits like blueberries, pumpkin, apples, and bananas are wonderful low-calorie options. A small amount of cooked turkey is also fine for most pets. Don't assume that it's okay for you. It's okay for them. There's a big, long list of foods to keep away from pets. Grapes and raisins can cause kidney failure. Anything in the onion and garlic family is dangerous, and fatty meats can result in gastrointestinal upset. When in doubt, call the ASPCA's Poison Control Center at 888-426-4435. That number again is 888-426-4435. Do count calories. You can enter weight and health information in the PetNutritionAlliance.org calculator to see how many daily calories your pet should consume. About 60% of dogs and cats in the U.S. are overweight or obese. If your animal is either, be even more judicious with treats. One sugar cookie could be a small dog's entire daily intake. Trailblazer. Citizen Payne. The U.S. immigration system is fraught with snares and snags. Manisa Muki is here. Mukai is here to help. When Manisa Mukai completed her degree at Gettysburg College in 2003, she took on two jobs, her 9-to-5 doing healthcare market research, her every other waking hour gig trying to become a U.S. citizen. It took Mukai, now 36 and living in New York City, 10 years of visa changes and updates to land on solid ground. I didn't cry at my wedding, but I did cry the day I got my green card because this process is so antiquated and frustrating, says Mukai, born in France to a diplomat dad. Whether you're here legally or undocumented, there's anxieties in every immigration story. To combat that anxiety, Mukai founded Ask Ellis, a nod to Ellis Island near where the Statue of Liberty resides. The database connects immigrants in need of counsel with carefully vetted attorneys who walk them through our serpentine naturalization system. Mukai personally screens each lawyer, searchable by area of expertise, like student visas, languages spoken, and payment plans swindled. It can be impossible for the average immigrant to find reliable help, says Mukai. That shouldn't be the case. Three of the biggest myths clouding our national immigration conversation. Foreign workers steal jobs from citizens. Immigration is not a zero-sum game, says Mukai. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, there are roughly 6.7 million job openings in the U.S., but only 85,000 new H-1Bs, or skilled worker visas, are awarded to immigrants each year through a lottery system. That means there are plenty of jobs we can't fill. If you're here legally, you have nothing to fear. If you get laid off, you have everything to fear. People who are here on certain non-immigrant work visas and lose their jobs have only up to 60 days to either find a new one or else leave the country, even if they've been here 5 years, or put down roots with a partner and bought a home. Chain migration lets entire families enter the U.S. willy-nilly. Two assumptions are at work here, that every new citizen sponsors tons of people and that the process is fast. Both are false. When I become a citizen, the only relatives I could bring over quickly are my parents. Besides, as great as America is, lots of folks already have terrific lives elsewhere. This next Live Your Best Life is My Best Life, Cynthia Erivo, the Tony-winning actor who powers up the action movie Widows on November 16th on the wise women in her life, Mom and Oprah. Best escape. Long flights make me happy. I love traveling to Hawaii because you're in the air for 10 hours and no one can really get to you. It's like having a day off and then you end up in Hawaii. Best mentor. My mother, who's responsible for my tenacity and drive. She always knew I was going to be a performer. She kept a baby book with all my milestones, and when I was just 18 months old, she wrote that I'd grow up to be a singer and actress because I hummed a lot. Best little known fact, I sleep with the lights on. I don't know if I fear the dark, but I've always slept with a light at night. Thankfully, electricity is included in my rent. Best advice, don't say yes to everything. A few years ago, Oprah saw me doing a lot of events and told me not to drive myself into the ground. I took it to heart, and now when I commit, I put in the whole me instead of the tired version. Best Thanksgiving tradition? I don't really have one, but my favorite thing is spending time with those I care about and discussing what we're thankful for. I think that's what a lot of people are missing the rest of the year, the practice of breaking bread and having real conversations. Best collection? I probably own 20 or 30 bags. As for shoes, is it too much to say I have about 100 pairs? And again, Cynthia Erivo movie comes out on November 16th and it's called Widows. And speaking of some shoes and bags, three ways to work it. Women of substance know that to be in the workplace and be a force to be reckoned with, you have to dress the part. That is why Liz Claiborne offers affordable, professional looking clothes that let you go out and work it. Get inspired by three of OMAG insiders who style Liz Claiborne pieces into three uniquely fierce workplace looks. The first one is a shop look with a print blouse and a backpack, a quilted backpack. Amy Boyle is a photographer always trying to get the perfect shot, and at JCPenney, hashtag Liz Claiborne gives me a professional, flattering, and feminine look that allows me to move. Even better, this stylish, hashtag Liz Claiborne backpack is an easy way to keep my camera ready. And the quilted backpack is $60. A printed blouse is $37. Shop the look of pencil skirt and cutout heels. MochaMama_NYC at JCPenney, hashtag Liz Claiborne, has the best professional pieces for fall. I'm loving this gray pencil skirt. Adding the hashtag Liz Claiborne cutout heels gives the whole look a little more pizzazz and makes me meeting ready at any moment. The cutouts are $70 and the pencil skirt is $44. Shop the look, pleated tops, and gold tone necklaces. Carmony Fortune, working in the fast-paced music and entertainment industry, being comfortable is a must. This at JCPenney, hashtag Liz Claiborne, funky pleated top and gold tone necklace complements my comfy denim, so I look and feel great. The pleated top is $30 and the gold tone necklace is $28. Iconic styles you can shop at JCPenney's. Extra 20% off Liz Claiborne and more brands of selected women's apparel, shoes, handbags, fine jewelry, and accessories at jcp.com. Only with the promo code OMAG. Now we're moving on to some of the O-List. A few things we think are just great for entertaining. Ooh la la, calling these handcraft pastry croissants is like calling Niagara Falls a trickle. They're light yet rich, flaky yet dense, and then there are flavors. Blueberry and rosemary, for example, is filled with the house-made jam and sweet rosemary cream pastry, then topped with strawberries of blueberry white chocolate. We dare you to taste one without moaning in ecstasy. You can get it for $5.50 each at supermoonbakehouse.com. Eat, drink, and be nimble. Even the most agile member of Cirque du Soleil has trouble balancing wine, canapés, and conversation. The stem slot built into this enamel-coated aluminum plate keeps your glass secure while freeing up a hand. Lunaire's by Nima Abura Party Plates, originally $29 each, now 20% off with code Oprah at lunareshome.com. That's L-U-N-A-R-E-S home.com. A bird in the hand. Just think, without the pilgrims, not only would we be missing out on what that whole religious freedom thing would be, but we wouldn't have these handcrafted milk and dark chocolate turkeys stuffed with a delectable ganache. L.A. Burdick chocolate turkeys, originally $24 for a box of four, now 20% off with code Oprah at burdickchocolate.com. That's B-U-R-D-I-C-K chocolate.com. Patch things up. Easy to clean vinyl meets delightful design in placemats that look like a panache pastiche of floor panels and floor tiles. And white plates and pretty napkins and your table is all set, even if you're not. At Bija Floor Placement, $18 each at nathanandcompany.com. That's nathanandco.com. The heat is on. Steam, sear, saute, grill, and melt all on one roomy surface. No pots or pans required. Bacon and eggs for breakfast? Easy. Steam, shrimp, and veggies for dinner? Fast. If you're trying to make your microwave jealous, this nonstick gourmet griddle will do the trick. Originally $550, now 20% off with code Oprah at wolfgourmet.com. Liquid Asset. This marble and glass dispenser is a gorgeous addition to any holiday buffet table. Just fill it with 5 quarts of whatever kind of punch gets you through dinner with Uncle Morty and his lengthy theory on the fake moon landing. Carrera marble and glass dispensers, originally $170, now 20% off with code Oprah at goldinger.com. That's G-O-D-I-N-G-E-R.com. You take the cake. The protective metal lid of this charming cake carrier locks in place. Great news for anyone who's ever had to scrape the dessert they were transporting off the floor of their car. Kate Spade, deco.cakecarrier. Originally $108, now 20% off with code Oprah, Linux.com. Have olives will travel. Whether you're serving fruit and nuts or crudités and dip, the beauty of this Lazy Susan is that its modular compartments come apart for portable nibbling. Platform by Lennox Wood and Marble Lazy Susan, originally $250, now 20% off with code Oprah, Linux.com. Let them eat turkey? That's thanks to the nonstick cast aluminum every inch of this turkey shaped pans. Fine detailing shows up in pumpkin bread, spice cake, cranberry mold, bacon stuffing, or anything else you want to serve with a perfectly sculpted beak. Originally $45, now 20% off with, you guessed it, code Oprah. NordicWare.com. That's NordicWare.com. In the pink, the six handmade champagne flutes and ice bucket is set have a delicate blush tint, meaning you've got a chance to look at New Year's Eve through rose-colored glasses. LSA Moya serving set in blush, $300 at NeimanMarcus.com. Raising the barware, machine-made crystal tumblers in colors like copper and gunmetal are edgy, cool, and completely original. If the Sex Pistols were into holiday entertaining, this would have been their glass of choice. Notman Punk tumblers, originally $20 each, now 20% off with code Oprah at riedel.com/en-us. That's riedel.com/en-us. Dutch treat. Wear one of these leather aprons from the Netherlands next time you want to make a splash, a splatter, or a greasy stain. Actually, wear it forever, because it only gets better with age. Dutch Deluxe's aprons, $195 each, at food52.com. How bold are you? We believe women can be absolutely anything. They can be fearless and funny, curvy, curly, and colorful. Yet there's one thing women are told they can never be. 45 or 52 or 63. Are you kidding me? It's time to say, I'm here. Get used to it. I'm not growing older. I'm growing bolder. Hashtag, how bold are you? That comes from Chico's, and Chico's have some beautiful items listed here in Oprah, and we're taking a look at some different things and love that effortless elegance, life of the party, and pet project. Clothes should make you feel alive and beautiful because confidence is the ultimate accessory. That is a quote from Adam Glassman, and he says, free to be bold. Chico's believes that, and they have a lot of great items that they are promoting. One is a rose quartz and merlot glass beaded bib necklace. It has different little beadings in it, and they're kind of a color of a deep wine color, merlot, as I said. $65.50 at NYDJ for Chico's Flawless Couture Skinny. And they also have Chico's Flawless Couture Skinny Ankle Jeans listed here. Beautiful jeans made for any woman in her 40s, 50s, and guess what, 60s. Also, pipe pajama tops. The jeans are $119. The pipe pajama top is $79.50. Beautiful white with a brown edges around the color in the front and on the sleeves. You can get a pajama top again for $79.50. Fall leather topper, beautiful coat for the fall to make you feel elegant and worth $1 million, but it only costs $229. Black Label by Chico's Fall Leather Pencil Skirt. You can put on a beautiful pencil skirt in different colors. It has little buttons in the front, and the leather is fall leather, but it's very beautiful and comes in different colors. Again, pencil skirts for $129. Fab Five. The Stone Age. Meet your new and improved blingy best. Lightbox diamonds may look like those found in nature, but they're manufactured in a lab. A diamond silver is heated to 7,000 degrees and bombarded with carbon atoms. That little guy grows for 16 to 20 days until it's large enough to be cut and polished. Being man-made has its benefits like consistent quality and price, $800 per carat versus $2,500 to $15,000, and up for a traditional 1 carat white diamond plus $100 to $200 for a silver or 10 carat gold setting. Because our diamonds aren't rare, they can be made for much less money, says Lightbox CMO Sally Morrison. That includes pink and blue stones, which are exceptionally precious when natural. An affordable diamond? Now that's a best friend forever. And they have beautiful diamonds here. One is a halo earring in white. They're circular earrings for $900. They also have pink princess studs for $1,000, and they're kind of a square shape. Solitaire pendant in white for $500. That pendant has a beautiful necklace that comes with it, in a chain necklace in gold and white gold. Also, solitaire studs in blue, the same kind of studs as the pink princess studs, but these are circular ones. Pink princess bezel pendant, $500, will go nicely with the pink princess studs. And the halo pendant in blue for $500, that will go very well with the pendants. And they also have a necklace to go to it for $500. Lightbox is the place to get it from. And the website is lightboxjewelry.com. And we all need an outfit for holidays, so we have some party starters. How can you stand out from the sea of LBDs at your next soiree? Sparkle, shimmer, and shine in a statement-making outfit that puts a dazzling new twist on festive. Be a smarty pants. Mismatch makes all the difference. Pair a classic tuxedo-style jacket with slim trousers in a rich floral pattern, and you'll be suited up with sass. You can get a blazer for $100 at jdwilliams.com. Get trousers for $129 at talbots.com. You can add a watch to that, a Movado for $795. How about some flats for $79 at ninewest.com? And a clutch from Adrian Vidadini for $45 at boscove.com. That's boscove.com. And try it with a thin graphic eye to set that look. Play dress up. A little Marilyn Monroe and a little J-Lo. This glitzy getup evokes old school glamour, and the sophisticated monochromatic palette brings a modern edge. Have a fall fur jacket for $295 at glamourpussynyc.com. It's a beautiful color in a brown color, a tan color, with some rhinestones on the sleeves. Earrings, Pandora jewelry, $90 at pandora.net. Oh, you can dress it up with this beautiful glittery dress for $348 at JillJillStewart.com. That's JillJill, and Stewart is spelled STUART.com. Dress that with a chain bag at ToryBurch.com for $248. And how about a pump? A SJP by Sarah Jessica Parker pump for $395. You can get it at ZapposLuxury.com. That's ZapposLuxury.com. And try this all with velvety pink lips. Skirt the issue. For a casual cool vibe, mix plain pieces and fancier ones. A cozy plaid sweater is the perfect foil for a blingy pencil skirt and a striking satin mule. You can get a sweater for $89 at jgo.com. faux fur scarf to keep you looking fancy free in Echo. $79. You can get it at echodesign.com. And have your skirt be very sparkly and beautiful at Alice and Olivia by Stacy Bendett. $295 at aliceandolivia.com. Dress that up with some earrings for $85 at kendrascott.com. Add a clutch at Nina for $68 at ninashoes.com. Oh, the mule, the clutch is at ninashoes.com. And the shoes, the mule, Paul Andrews, $795 at MarthaLuisa.com. And try this all with a pop of shimmering aqua on your eyes to match your aqua silvery, sprinkly, glittery skirt. And as you're getting the look together, you want to have a beautiful makeup palette that we're telling you about. And we can find out more in Oh Beautiful, Whimsical Makeup, Multicultural Skin and Hair, Feminist Beauty. Suit yourself. If you play your cards right, Clic de Peau Boutas, Alice in Wonderland Inspired Holiday Collection, $65 to $105 each at CletaPala.com. And I'm going to spell that because I know I mispronounced it. Seriously. CletaPeauBeauty.com. It will make you the belle of the tea party and beyond. Dot the buttery stick highlighter on your temples and cheekbones for a luminous glow. The shadows, three shimmery ones, matte, enliven your eyes, while the light-as-air press powder sets makeup and leaves behind a radiant, rosy finish. And a swipe of matte but moisturizing lipstick, and you're ready for your very important date. And the mood, bored cozy. With chillier temps headed your way, it's important to have a plan for sidestepping the doldrums. And it starts in the beauty aisle. Humidity levels plummet this time of year, leaving skin parched, while a warming massage oil seals in moisture, giving you a pamour, an excuse to stay inside. Saturated cold rabbit strands with a leave-in hydrator that features a nourishing blend of sachi, inchi, sunflower, and geranium oils is an equivalent of wrapping them in a cable knit sweater. A turmeric-infused mask revitalizes skin that's become dreary, and refreshing minty lip treatment pampers a chapped kisser. And a scrub that smells like freshly baked cookies will take you back to mom's homey kitchen. On your eyes and nails, the rich hues of the season will really turn up the heat. Rituals, the ritual of Hammond massage oil is $19 at rituals.com. You have a woodsy fragrance, is a comfort in a bottle. Its mix of smoky chestnut and vanilla reminds me of evenings watching the snowfall while under a snug blanket. That is O Associate Beauty Editor Erin Stovall, and she's talking about Replica, Maison Margiela Replica by the Fireplace, $126 at Sephora.com. Dior 5 Colors Rouge in Diablo Eyeshadow Palette in Devilish, $63 at Dior.com. Burt's Bees Overnight Intensive Lip Treatment, $9 at Burt'sBees.com. Girl Undiscovered Stint in the Wilderness Body Scrub and Mask for $46 at GirlUndiscovered.com. And Essie Nail Lacquer and Say It Ain't Soho, $9 at Essie.com. And Cora Organics Turmeric Brightening and Exfoliating Mask for $48 at US.CoraOrganics.com. That's US.CoraOrganics.com. And why don't we check out OMAG Insider, products, promotions, and events. The world's first foam pad. Ever forgot you're wearing a pad? With Always Infinity, you can. It's made differently with flex foam. It's impossibly thin and flexible. With unbelievable wicking technology, it feels like nothing and protects like nothing else. always.com. Unforgettable Spanx. Yes. Shop Spanx.com to find apparel for you and all your best girlfriends. Figure flattering jackets, fall leather leggings, and sweatshirts that help you hashtag show your confidence every day. And you thought we just made underwear. Nope. Spandex.com. Yes, we have your size. Bow women come in all shapes and sizes, and we're all about it, which is why we carry tall petites in sizes 0 to 20, from reversible tops and slow slimming tummy smoothing pants to dresses and no iron shirts. You can get all the chic you need and then some in just the right sizes at chicos.com. Clove and Hollow. Clove and Hollow Lip Velvet for $18 is a creamy liquid lipstick infused with coconut oil, shea butter, and vitamin E that provides the perfect smudge-proof matte finish for any occasion at cloveandhollow.com. Be inspired every day. Metastatic breast cancer can leave you feeling vulnerable, but support your family and experts can ease the everyday struggles ahead. Before starting treatment, have an informed conversation about MBC and your treatment options with your doctor. To read personal real-life MBC stories, you can visit countryliving.com/be-inspired-every-day. Stacy introduces cheesy new snack. Inspired by French cheese puffs, cheese petites are baked with real cheese for a sophisticated snacking experience. They come in two delicious light and crispy flavors, Romano with garlic and pepper and Parmesan with rosemary. Both flavors pack a creamy punch of velvety cheese that will leave your mouth basking in pure bliss. Visit stacysnacks.com to learn more. Now we're moving on to feeling good. Feast mindfully, get smart about diabetes, take a 5-minute vacation. And this one is, sister, can you spare a kidney? If so, you should also spare a few minutes to educate yourself about organ donation. This is by Rachel Mabi. It was the threat of cancer that motivated Helen DeVos to give her kidney up. In 2013, her dermatologist ordered a biopsy for a suspicious-looking lesion on her nose. Over the next month, as she anxiously waited for the results, DeVos, then 35, considered worst-case scenarios or disfigurement or even death. After her mole turned out to be benign, DeVos was overcome with relief and determined to do something of value with her second chance. She had already been considering donating an organ someday, so she decided that someday was now. She contacted the Living Kidney Donor Program at Ottawa Hospital in Ontario in January 2015. And 8 months later, when she found out she was a match for a sick patient, she knew donation was right. She knew it was the right thing to do. I'd get 6 weeks of recovery, maybe discomfort. Someone else would get 20 years of life. That sounded like a fair transaction to me. Upon waking in the hospital after surgery, DeVos was surprised to find she wasn't in agony. In fact, she felt better than she had after breaking a rib a few months earlier. And when the nurse informed her that the transplant was a success, she burst into tears of utter happiness. DeVos never met her recipient, but his thank you card revealed that he'd suffered from kidney disease since birth. He wrote that he was grateful to DeVos for helping him return to work and with any luck see his daughters marry and have children. As someone who'd battled low self-esteem and depression, DeVos says, I felt like this was the first time in my life that I had done something really worthwhile. Most donors share DeVos' positive response. These comments from a 2014 survey of almost 2,500 kidney donors are typical. Organ donation was the most meaningful event of my life after becoming a father. Being able to help my sister was the high point of my life. Donation gave me a sense of direction and purpose. And a study that followed up with 370 Swedish kidney donors between 1964 and 1995 found that less than 1% regretted their decision. Yet even those who give the most glowing reviews agree that you can never be too prepared. The better informed the donor, the more likely they will have a better experience, says Jennifer L. Steele, PhD, an independent living donor advocate in the Department of Surgery at UPMC in Pittsburgh. For their protection, potential donors are required to complete an evaluation with a psychologist or a social worker. This 45 to 90 minute session assesses a person's suitability for donation by reviewing their mental health history, social support system, and coping strategies, and by identifying potential medical and psychological risks. Donors learn about the vulnerabilities they may feel as a patient, and they meet with an independent donor advocate who prioritizes their best interests. Steele notes that even with all the planning and prep work, donors who have never had surgery may find it hard to conceptualize recovery. A UPMC surgery found that 3 to 5 days after their evaluation, donors on average recall only about 18% of the medical, psychosocial, and financial risks explained to them. Last year, when Diana McDonald donated a portion of her liver to her father at UPMC, a social worker told her that her history with anxiety and depression put her at a greater risk for emotional issues during recovery. I did not believe her. I just didn't care, says McDonald. All I could think about was helping my father. After the surgery, however, McDonald was dismayed by her profound exhaustion. At first, she couldn't so much as adjust her bed pillows without getting winded. A month later, she still felt exhausted, too tired to socialize, even after she was cleared to drive. All I wanted to do was sleep, she says. Complicating matters, her self-esteem plummeted when weeks of doctor-mandated inactivity caused her to put on weight. She felt purposeless and sad. It took 6 months for her to feel better. It took that long for her to feel like her old self after the surgery. And she says she couldn't have gotten through what she calls her hibernation without the care of loved ones. But seeing how much her father's health improved, he's gained weight and muscle tone, the color has returned to his skin, and he can breathe normally. McDonald says she'd do it all again in a heartbeat. Without a doubt, unwavering support smooths the bumps in the donation process, but not all donors can count on having it. DeVos says the hardest part of her experience was trying to bring skeptical family members and friends on board with her plan to go through a physical, demanding operation and recovery for the sake of a stranger. Few people backed my decision. I have a friend with a very dangerous job in defense, and even he called my idea crazy. Living people accounted for 37.5% of donors last year, but only 4.3% of those were altruistic or non-directed donors who give their organ without a specific recipient in mind. It's possible that the breed of donor is generally special. A Georgetown University study suggests they have more volume and enhanced responsiveness in the right side of the amygdala, the brain area that processes emotion, possibly making them extra sensitive to other people's distress. In organ donations, recipients' identities are protected, so they decide whether to share personal details. That means altruistic donors must be prepared for the possibility of never meeting or hearing from the person who benefited from their gift. And all donors should brace themselves for potential problems. 38% of liver donors experience complications, about half of them serious. And researchers suggest that even kidney transplants, though they've become relatively standard, have about a 17% risk of donor complications. 7% of donors have issues requiring invasive intervention. When Cindy Bayer decided in 2016 to donate a kidney to a friend's ailing sister, she thought she was well prepared. She never expected to become one of the unlucky donors to run into serious trouble. But during the kidney removal, a part of Bayer's small intestine became stuck in her stitches. 2 days after the surgery, she was rushed back into OR for emergency procedure. She spent 8 more days in recovery and was readmitted for another 8 days the next month. Last winter, Bayer was still feeling unsettled about what had happened. On one hand, extended time in the hospital had given her an opportunity to bond with the recipient's family. They're now so close that she spent the past 2 New Year's Eves and a summer beach vacation with them. On the other hand, Bayer felt traumatized by the surgical mistake. I wanted to see how my experience compared to other people's, she says. So she joined a Facebook group for living donors. This, she realized, was what she needed, a place to work out her complex feelings about donation. The group also propelled her to act. Bayer signed up to be a donor buddy and now offers peer support, shares her experience, and answers questions on everything from emotional after effects to scar remedies. Donors may not think to ask about finances, but even though transplants are often covered by a recipient's health insurance, they have hidden costs. One study found that 78% of kidney donors paid for some of their own medical or non-medical, most travel expenses. And a 2016 study in the American Journal of Transplantation, AJT, found that when lost wages are factored in, the majority of kidney donors experience a net financial loss in the 12 months after donating. While it's illegal to pay someone for an organ in the U.S., recipients are allowed to replace lost wages and help donors with medical and travel costs related to donation. Experts say this is uncommon, though, because a recipient with a faulty organ has likely been too sick to work and therefore to reimburse the donor. In the AGT study, 18.6% of kidney donors were helped by nonprofit organizations, transplant centers, or the National Living Donor Assistance Center, a federally funded program that provides income-based financial assistance for donors who can't get reimbursed from insurance, state programs, or the recipient. In 1999, the Organ Donor Leave Act allocated 30 days of paid leave for donors who are federal employees, and most state governments have passed similar laws. For those in the private sector, only 8 states and the District of Columbia have any kind of donor leave law, ranging from 1 week paid to up to 4 months unpaid. And only 19 states offer tax incentives like deductions, usually up to $10,000 for lost wages, lodging, and travel. The Living Donor Protection Act, introduced in 2017 by Representatives Gerald Nadler from New York and Jamie Herrera Butler from Washington, would aid organ donation to the Family and Medical Leave Act, which guarantees job protection and unpaid time off with benefits at large companies. The act would also safeguard organ donation from being labeled a pre-existing condition. And they also, it's yet to make it to a full House vote, however. Although organ donors think it's important to be fully aware of all the risks and repercussions, they also return again and again to the unique fulfillment, satisfaction, and joy they've gained from the experience. 3 years ago, after giving away her kidney, Helen DeVos still raves about being an altruistic donor. I haven't felt a whisper of depression since making this decision, and I figured out the key to my happiness, she says. All that for the price of one spare organ. Some of the stats says in 2017, there were 34,770 organ transplants in the U.S. That left 115,759 people still waiting for a match. Another stat says the U.S. wait list for organs in 2017 was 499% longer than in 1991. The next Feeling Good article, what's up with ladies' lungs? More 30 and 40-something women are getting lung cancer than men the same age. Catherine Hobson investigates the disturbing trend. Lung cancer is usually caused by cigarettes, and because men in previous generations were more prone to smoke and do so at a young age, it made sense that the disease was more prevalent among men. But recently, researchers have been noticing a strange development. Even though fewer people are smoking, the rate of lung cancer in women isn't declining as quickly as it is in men. Women ages 30 to 49 are now more likely to develop lung cancer than men the same age, according to a surprising report from researchers at the American Cancer Society and the National Cancer Institute. More worrying, the American Cancer Society's Ameed Jamal, PhD, lead author of the study, says he expects the pattern to persist as this age group gets older. Researchers don't yet have a definitive explanation for these alarming statistics, but here is some of the latest thinking. Women are more affected by a type of lung cancer called adenocarcinoma. And after quitting smoking, the risk declines more slowly than for other lung cancers by 8% per year, compared with about 17% per year for small cell carcinoma. So if a man and woman with a comparable smoking history both quit at age 35, the women's risk for adenocarcinoma will be greater than the man's a decade later. Women may be more susceptible to the effects of smoking than men. Retrospective studies involving those born between 1950 suggest that women may be more vulnerable to the carcinogens in tobacco. However, large follow-up studies didn't support that conclusion. Updated research on younger people is needed, says Jamal. Unknown environmental factors could be at work. About 15% of lung cancers in women are in those who've never smoked, compared with 10% in men. Risks to non-smokers have often been chalked up to secondhand smoke and toxins such as asbestos and radon, but there may be other unidentified women-specific culprits. Estrogen may be a factor. A recent study showed that human lungs can both synthesize and metabolize estrogen, which is present in both sexes but to a greater extent in women. On top of that, the lungs can take the hormone and convert it into substances known to cause cancer, says Margie Clapper, PhD, senior study author and deputy scientific director and co-leader of the Cancer Prevention and Control Program at Fox Chase Cancer Center in Philadelphia. She adds that scientists have already begun looking at whether they can use this research to screen women for increased risk and possibly prevent the lungs from using estrogen in this way. The good news, the current information about risk presents opportunities for scientists to do more sex-specific research on lung cancer, says Jamil. It's also a wake-up call for women to get serious about giving up cigarettes and avoiding secondhand smoke, advice that's never been more urgent. Now, some survey information. The female paradox, the risk of lung cancer in America, men and women ages 40 to 44, has changed in recent years. According to a new study, 1995 to 1999, the risk for white women was 12% lower than for white men. The risk for Hispanic women was 21% lower than for Hispanic men. 2010 to 2014, the risk for white women was 17% higher than for white men. The risk for Hispanic women was 22% higher than Hispanic men. Lung cancer incidence rates for Black and Asian or Pacific Islander women are inching closer to those for similarly aged men, but haven't exceeded them. Overall, the incidence in men is still higher than in women. And feeling good, they have some information about keeping yourself healthy. Flex time. Too busy for the gym? These practical and fun home workouts will keep you moving during the holidays. Obi, this new streaming service, broadcasts 14 live fitness classes every day from its neon-lit New York City studio via its site and app. The Dancy equipment optional total body workouts are 28 minutes or less, set to upbeat tunes and led by expert instructors in pastel spandex. We think Jane Fonda would approve. They're $27 per month at obfitness.com. That's obefitness.com. Nintendo Switch. Like the Wii, the system was motion sensor technology for select games that have you punching like in the Fun for All fighting game arms and swinging in the new Mario Tennis Aces at your TV. And the console can also be used as a portable system so you can get your score and heart rate up anywhere from the airport terminal to your sister-in-law's den. $300 at Nintendo.com. Yoga with Adrian. Adrian Michier's YouTube channel makes it super simple to go with the flow, offering hundreds of free yoga sessions to de-stress. Her voice is calming, she's not afraid to laugh at herself, and her blue healer, Benji, regularly lounges by her mat, giving adorable new meaning to downward dog. You can get her at youtube.com/yogawithadrian. That's yoga with ADRIEN. And here's a stat, 34. In a recent survey by vegan food purveyor Daya, that's the percentage of people who said they'd give up animal-based dishes if there were plant-derived versions just as good. The yummy news? There are. Take eggs. When baking cookies or muffins, replace each egg with a mixture of 1 tablespoon ground flaxseed and 3 tablespoons water. It'll thicken after 10 minutes, and your taste buds will be none the wiser. If Greek yogurt is your go-to, try dairy-free Koyo. That's COYO.com/US for stores. And ultra-rich stick-to-your-spoon coconut alternative. And for cheese devotees, 3 Girls Vegan Creamy, 3GirlsVegan.com, sells nut-based nacho, parmesan, and mozzarella options that come deliciously close to the real deal. And we have more great stories coming to you in the next couple of weeks. Of course, stories from Refresh and a Tina Turner story that's good called Braveheart. And a lot more thank yous and Thanksgiving for gratefulness and gratitude. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Oprah Magazine. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Shadate Hargett Hill, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print impaired audience. If you have any questions, please call 919-832-5138. The number is 919-832-5138. See you next time on the radio.